It's gone 7 o'clock, and it's going to be time for the Space Show. When you hear Vangelis Motion of Stars for longer than usual, you know that something is not going quite right here on the Space Show. Welcome to the Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. And on this evening's the show, ELMA, the Atacama Large Millimeter Array, the Hubble Space Telescope. Yes, it's more than 25 years old now. We chat with Philip Clark, the author of the book Acquisition, which tells the story of Australia's Oral Valley Space Tracking Station, which is in the Australian Capital Territory. And part two of our documentary feature about plasma wave recordings made by the Cassini spacecraft. Yes, we didn't quite finish it last week. And it has now been 10 years since we had a day when there was no human in space. And who will be the lucky winners of the Space Association draw to attend Moonwalker Buzz Aldrin's talks in either Melbourne or Sydney? That draw will be in about 7:45 sort of period. And it'll be right here on the Space Show. So some lucky member of the Space Association is going to go. Now, joining me with to tell us a little bit about it is Peter Arwood. And
Andrew,
can you say something, Peter?
Hello, Andrew. Good evening.
Oh, I've got
good
the right microphone.
Good evening, viewers.
Viewers?
I'm doing my friend Scuttle.
Listeners.
G'day, Andrew. How are you?
Hi. Welcome to the Space Show, Peter.
Thank you, Andrew. Great to be here again.
So what's going to be happening later on?
Well, tonight we are drawing our winners for our Buzz Aldrin Mission to Mars live events that take place in Sydney on the 27th of November, that's Friday night, and Melbourne on the 29th of November, that's a Sunday night at the Melbourne Town Hall. So tonight at 7:45, as you indicated, we're going to be drawing from our members, so it's open only to members of the Space Association. Now, what we've done, we've had quite an overwhelming response. In fact, we've just had a person join up about 4 minutes ago. So what we're going to do, we were going to cut the membership joining time off at 7 p.m, but we've set our system up here in the studio, so we're actually going to be able to take memberships until 7:30. That's about 28 minutes from now. So if you want to go to space.asn.au and follow the Join Now membership links, you'll come to a system called Tidy Club. You just create yourself a little membership, which is free, and that allows you to then do an online payment to join up, either full payment of full membership of $50 or concession if you're a student or retired or something like that, and that's $25. That allows you not only to join the Space Association, which is a wonderful group, and we also do, among other things, run this radio show, but we also you go into the draw tonight to win these tickets, which are two double passes in Melbourne, one double pass in Sydney, and each of those pair of tickets are worth $340. So it's a great prize. You get up very close to Buzz and see a legend, really, someone who's walked on the moon on the first landing with Neil Armstrong. So he doesn't come to Australia very often, and to be honest, he's not that young anymore. So, hey, this may be the last chance we see him in Australia.
Thank you, Peter. We'll look forward to that later in the show.
Your home of local sport. 88.3 Southern FM.
Well, coming up shortly will be the draw, the big draw, about who is going to go and see Buzz Aldrin.
Hey, we're Haxgirl! Woo!
And you're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.
Getting ready to do the draw here. We have in the studio Peter Arwood, the President of the Space Association of Australia, and Michael Abdillah, who is our meeting organiser. I lose track of who's doing what these days because so many people in the Space Association are doing so many good things. I know that microphone is the right one there, and let's see if we can get you on, Michael. Welcome to the Space Show, Michael.
Hi, Andrew. Thank you.
No, the wrong one. Try the other one.
Hi, Andrew. Thank you.
Ah, thank you. And Peter, you're welcome again back.
I'm Andrew. Good to be back again.
Now, what's going to happen now?
Okay, what we've done, we've got all of the entries, all the members that have signed up and who have nominated for which city or both cities that they're going to be in. So we've printed off a ticket for each of them. We've scrunched them up into very tight little balls. We've put them into a bowl. And
oh,
we
I can't see into the bowl.
That's right. It's not transparent. It's not. You can't see what's going on. And we have an independent drawer. Mark from the next show is volunteered to, and he's even got short sleeves, so he can't shove anything up
Mark
his sleeve.
Norman. Oh, yeah, I can't Mark even Norman. Slip it up his sleeve.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, you haven't got my one up there, have you? Because I'm in the drawer, you see.
Yes.
So it's very important that everyone understands that I cannot see what's being drawn out.
That's right.
Nor can Peter, who's not eligible.
Michael and I are not eligible, correct?
They're not eligible, but they're here and they can't see it. So Mark Norman, not a member of the Space Association, unfortunately. We can sign you up, but it's too late now for the draw, though. And you're going to draw out a name.
I am.
Bang, before we do that, what's going to happen is there's going to be three winners drawn tonight. There's going to be two winners drawn out of this first group of names, which is in the bowl we've got right now, and that will be for the Melbourne event, which is on the 29th of September of November. Then we'll empty those entries out and put the ones that have nominated for Sydney, and some people have their name in both, but anyway, we'll empty the ones out of the first group, put the whole new group in the in the bowl, and then we'll draw one name out of that group. So that's what's going to happen. So what I might do is get Michael to hold the bowl. Mm-hmm. I will take a picture while Mark does the draw. So here we go for the first draw.
Okay, they're holding the bowl up, and in goes an arm, and oh, yes. Photographs are being taken just to show what's happening. Mark is holding up his hand now, and it's being opened up, and Peter has it now, and he's going to read it live on air.
And first drawn name is Tim Franken for the Melbourne show. Congratulations, Tim.
Tim, well-known member of the Space Association, and a second name has been drawn out, and Peter is about to read it.
The second name is Guy Murphy. Congratulations, Guy, for the Melbourne show.
Well done.
Okay. Right, so we'll enter those names out.
Those were the names for the Melbourne show. There were two names for Melbourne. And it's been swirled around. Mark Norman again reaching in. Purple Haze. Let's see who's on this draw. Oh, it's Peter's opening it up. Getting ready. Stretched it out. Yes. No. What? Come on, tell us the name. You're keeping us in suspense.
And the second name for the Sydney draw is Andrew Rennie.
Can I thumb a ride with you?
We're going to get the judges in on this.
Can I thumb a ride with you on an aeroplane or something?
That's a possibility. Congratulations to the winners.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
Okay. So, once again, read those names out, please. Again.
So, for the Melbourne event, it's Tim Franken and Guy Murphy. And for the Sydney event is very own Andrew Rennie.
Okay, there was only one draw for Sydney, was there?
Correct.
Okay. Oh.
Wow.
How many were in the draw? Lots of people.
Yeah, there's 51.
51, okay.
Yeah.
Good. So what dates are these again? Just remind us.
Okay, the Sydney event is Friday the 27th of November. Mm-hmm. And that's a double pass in Sydney. And in Melbourne, it's Sunday the 29th of November at the Melbourne Town Hall.
Right.
And the Sydney event is at the State Theatre in Sydney.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you two are going, of course?
Yeah, we're going. Yeah, we've got tickets.
You've already got tickets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So, it should be great. Yeah.
So anyone who doesn't have a ticket now?
They can still get them at Ticketmaster. Just
right.
Go to Ticketmaster and search Buzz Aldrin.
And that's in both Sydney and...
Yes, correct. Yep, yep. Yeah. Now, I do believe, if you remember 3RRR, that there might be a draw happening, calling in on the Einstein A-Go-Go show at 11 to 12 a.m. on 3RRR. So that might be a possibility to win a ticket.
Hmm. Okay. But it's well worth the money if you...
Well, I think so.
Spend
given
out the money.
Given that he's, one of the very few number of human beings on this planet that have walked on the moon, and they're all getting older, and so is everyone else. And they're a vanishing resource, if I can put it that way. So, and he's not just a doddly old guy that just talks about the good old days. He has got some, in some cases, controversial views, but sort of fairly strident views on the future. He's very focused on the future, as a matter of fact, and he's got a whole detailed theory on an architecture on how we could get to Mars using his Aldrin Cycler, which is a kind of a circular orbit that goes between Mars and the Earth, and he believes that that would be the technology or similar technologies that would make it a viable possibility.
Mm.
So I'm interested to hear that.
And if you go to the Space Show website... which I'll give you the URL for in a moment, and go to the names list and go down A, Aldrin, you'll find there two interviews that I did with Buzz Aldrin in 2010 when I was in America. But you, Peter, have met Neil Armstrong.
I met Neil, yes. Yes, back when he was in Australia in 2011.
Fantastic.
He came to Sydney, yeah.
Yes, and we've talked about that on the show before.
Yeah, so that was magnificent.
Yes.
And it was a year and a day before he passed away. So.
And in our Southern FM studio, we've actually had a moonwalker. Who was that?
That was our Charlie Duke, our buddy. He does a promo for us, which you play every now and then. Maybe
yes,
dig it up
now. Actually, I could possibly call it up. Cool names now.
Well, years ago, a group of the Space Association members went to Canberra and met John Young, who was the commander of Apollo 16, Moonwalker.
And his talk that he gave in Canberra is also on our website.
Right, okay.
Which, I bet before I forget, give you the URL for.
Sure.
URL, I was speaking to someone who didn't know what that was the other day. Universal Resource Locator. It's the web address. And it's space.southernfm.com.au. Now, Southern FM is one word. Everything's in lowercase. So, space.southernfm.com.au. And there you can find the talks we've done with Fred Hayes as well.
We spoke to him earlier in the year. Yep.
Apollo 13.
That's right.
We've had John Young.
John Young.
Which we recorded in Canberra. And he was kind enough to send us, those of us who went, at least some of us anyway, a signed photograph of himself. Now,
that's
he
right.
never does signed photographs.
Yeah, that's right.
But yes. Never's not quite the right word because he's emailed one to me with his compliments.
I'm not sure whether it's one of those auto pen ones, but yeah, it's nice to have
it. No, it looks real. It looks real.
It
looks real.
Yeah.
But, yes, and who else have we had on the show that's been to the moon?
That's been to the moon. We've had...
Mitchell, of course, wasn't our recording. We had him on, I think, last year.
Right.
Ed Mitchell.
Okay.
And, of course...
Harrison Ford, you've had on? Harrison
Ford. Gotcha. Gotcha. Harrison you got Star
Smith.
Wars on the mind, mate.
That's
exactly.
Excellent.
No. Okay. Harrison...
Schmidt.
And his claim to fame?
He was the first scientist on the moon. He was the lunar module pilot on Apollo 17. He landed with Eugene Cernan.
Yes. And we recorded three events that he went spoke at in Melbourne, and we've had all three on the space show. We had to put them, serialize them over several years because there's so much of it. And again, if you go to our website, space.southernfm.com.au, names, go down to Schmidt, S for Schmidt, and you'll find there the links to the audio of those where you can catch them up. Now, I don't suppose we're going to be able to record Aldrin?
I don't believe so, but I don't know, there may be a DVD recording or something that you can purchase afterwards. I've got no idea. Mm. I don't know. I don't believe that would be possible. But I do believe he did a, if people still have it sitting in their recycle bin, or perhaps, or maybe you go online, he did an interview with the producers of the Australian show, which appeared in The Australian this last weekend, so as a feature interview. So I haven't read it myself, but I believe it's very good. So there's going to be lots of media around. He's doing some interviews, which will be going to air in Australia for TV and for radio, I believe. So he's going to have a fair bit of exposure, as well as obviously the talk itself. So, Yep, watch his space. And if keep listening to the Space Show, because you'll get all the news here first. Come along to our meetings and like us on Facebook.
When is our next meeting, by the way, Peter?
Our next meeting will be the November meeting on the November the 23rd.
Monday the 23rd.
Monday night, Caulfield RSL, free to get in, 7 o'clock. Come upstairs, have a drink, order a meal, enjoy some space talk, videos, information, all sorts of things. In fact, I think we're thinking about maybe having a travel show this time. There's like people's exchanging travel stories and where they've been, what places to go to, et cetera, et cetera. So it should be a bit of fun.
Mm. Michael, last month we had on the at the meeting talk about Germany. What was that about?
That's right. One of our members recently took a trip to Europe. And he was visiting Germany, visiting some relatives, and decided to take a slight detour and visit Peenemünde, which is the site of the German development of the V2 rocket during World War II. So it was fascinating. Travel log from one of our longtime members, and we got to see through the museum at the site and through some of the existing or the still existing buildings and so forth. So that was really interesting, actually.
Are there any V2s still there?
Well, there is one but I don't know that it's a real one.
It certainly hasn't got an engine in it.
No. There is one standing outside, and bits and pieces of V2s inside the museums.
Okay. Because what happened at the end of the Second World War is there were a lot of V2s left over, weren't there?
That's correct.
And the Americans got most of them. And the Russians got bits and pieces.
That's right.
Which they managed to cobble together in the same way the Americans did to build V2s. And that started, the Russians already had rockets, and so did the Americans. And it kick-started both their space programs, didn't it?
That's correct. Yep.
Right. Well,